Well, yeah, but that's my question is, as a business, they're there to make a profit.
Yeah, they can't stay open for no reason at all.
Well, and they can't stay open just for coffee drinkers.
Yeah, just for coffee drinkers.
Right.
Well, and that's, Strictly Organic has the muffins, and they do have food.
You're not having your waitress, this is like your.
Yeah, there's.
Self-serve, yes, you go up to a counter, yeah, okay.
Are we ready?
I guess it is.
I'll call the Lapine Urban Renewal Agency meeting on Tuesday, March 13th, to order at 3:00 PM. If you want to establish a quorum.
Craig Heaton, here.
Ann Gaywith, here. Connie Grease, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
And we have a quorum. One of us. Stu, do you want to lead us in the pledge?
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any added agenda items?
Staff doesn't have any added agenda items today.
Anybody on the agency? All right, item number five, approval of the February 9th, 2018 meeting minutes.
I move that we accept the February 9th meeting minutes as presented.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, and then February 9th meeting minutes are accepted. We have no public to have public comment. So it's the review and discussion on urban renewal plan and the report.
So this agenda item was for a couple of reasons. One, last month's meeting, we said we were going to meet more frequently. Also, we had a new urban renewal member, it was their first ever urban renewal meeting. It wasn't your first urban renewal meeting, was it, Craig? I guess it was too, it's Andrea and yours.
Yeah, she and Andrea.
That's right. And so, and the fact that we, as I mentioned, haven't met all that regularly over the last two, 3 years, mostly just in the late spring, early summer for budget season. So put this on there, not with any specific report or presentation. I could have done that, I more so wanted to kind of check in with all of you and find out if you had questions, what level of review and discussion you felt was necessary, if that sort of needs to be in conjunction with a prioritization or goal-setting session and or budgeting, kind of what would be of the most value. I mean, we could dive into those documents now if we'd like. Do all of you have copies of those? They're, Holly distributed them on our website, or mentioned that they're on our website instead of printing our copies.
I just didn't bring them with me. I didn't need it.
No problem. Do we have binders for every urban renewal agency member? Do you know?
Well, I would probably do somewhere.
I think we, yeah, they were handed out early on. I have one, so I think they were early in the game, but maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
I can look into it.
Okay. So I don't want to start talking for no reason. I think I more so want to kind of let all of you steer the meeting as the way it should be in the sense of how much we should dive into these documents at this point.
I think a review would be handy. Just through the grapevine, I hear of some things that people are maybe going to be coming to us to fund. And I think a review would be good to, so that we kind of know what direction maybe we were thinking of going and how we might change that. And if whether what people are going to bring to us is going to fit with what we think, you know, we should be doing. It's been a while since we've looked at them, so I think a review would be in order.
I agree. I think kind of, especially with new members, that we kind of get on the same page of what direction we're going. Although one of our new members is not here today, and then some others with older input of
Well, what we discussed a couple of years ago, really, and maybe we like what people bring to us and it just doesn't fit with what we initially talked about, but we decide to change, you know, that's how these things, that's a fluid document, so let's review it and have a sense of what we thought we wanted.
Does it make sense for me to put together kind of a presentation and kind of steer the discussion? Does it make sense to sit down at the round table with everyone and just kind of have documents, you know, flying around in more of a work session environment? What would be the most benefit, do you think, to the board?
I don't think you need to put together a presentation.
No, I think if we go through, I know what's in my binder and what we talk about, I think we just do a work session kind of thing and say, well, look, we said we wanted to do a streetscape and, you know, with this and this and this, is that something we want to concentrate on? Do we lower that, you know, put lower on the priority list, or, you know, just a real work session, hammer out some of those things. And maybe bring to the table some of these things that we've heard and just have a discussion on whether it's, do we want to even consider that?
I think a review is definitely in order and a good starting point, but I also want to hear where our funds are at, because if, I mean, it's good for planning and review and then have an idea of where we're at.
Well, maybe some projections.
Yeah.
Because we sort of know now what maybe the tax income is, you know, at least a ballpark figure. And say there's a project that looks like we could maybe do 5 years down the road, what do we think we're going to have?
Right.
Because, and could we set
yeah.
up site amount
set
every
up,
year or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, for something, yeah. Like,
because
I think
the,
before,
the history of how and why and what for this was all started, I think needs to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that the new members,
and the money was all, you know, it was pie in the sky. We really
yeah,
weren't sure what it was going to be.
You know, I remember the presentation, what was the lady's name?
Elaine Howard.
Yeah.
I always heard of that too.
You know, I had this room, everybody was so excited.
We were
and then,
on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we need to rekindle that flame so that people realize that this committee is still here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was thinking even possibly that presentation, was that a PowerPoint that we have a copy of that she did?
Did you distribute that?
We don't have a copy of it anymore.
I can email
I might,
her.
Yeah.
I can reach out to her.
Because I think that really, it was a great presentation and it gave mm-hmm. a really good background of kind of what we, you know, not the definite ideas, but the broad ideas of what we're looking for, in, you know, to happen.
What other communities have done, that's
yeah.
what, you know, part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do have
yeah.
new staff that's
yeah.
probably lived through some of it, you know, from where they were came from.
Yeah,
so,
potentially.
You know, it's a
they
living,
can tell us whether
think,
it really worked
living,
or not.
Breathing document.
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed from looking at the plans is part one, part two, and the report, it's pretty clear, you know, in regards to the goals and objectives or projects, it does, you know, it says these are not ranked by priority, and they're not, you know, it tells you what could be done. Streetscapes, infrastructure, this, that, but that doesn't tell you this corner of this intersection
mm-hmm.
at this time in this way. So, yeah, I think ultimately reviewing the documents, but starting to tease out some of those elements that we can actually do in the next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about some of those, like the storefront loan program. And so, What probably makes a lot of sense is that at this meeting we have the results of those of the community survey that we're planning to look at, but the April urban renewal meeting will be after the sustainable city year, the business class that did the urban renewal, the short-term and the long-term projects that we had the conference call with, we will have their report by that meeting date. So that can help influence ultimately what the board wants to start pulling from the plan and saying, let's try to do this. You know, again, the dollars staff can do an overview on where we are in regards to the budget and projections. I think we should do it at the tables, more of a work session environment, and we can make sure to distribute copies ahead of time and go through those documents. Basically, page by page would be kind of my recommendation. Take the time to do that, if that sounds good to everybody.
Yeah, I think so. That's what that works for me.
Okay, so instead of doing that now, and hopefully we'll have, you know, we do have a quorum today by the thinnest of margins, so hopefully we'll have more, you know, members here as well, which is always good, so.
Yeah, let's see if we can't find a time then, so we get the most people. I know Andrea would really be interested in all of that discussion.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
All right.
That helps us plan.
So item number 8 is review and discussion on downtown community survey results and next steps.
So we got this last Friday, hot off the press from Oregon's Kitchen Table. They're the entity that is facilitating the survey work. The city got the grant through CYC helped facilitate the grant. We got the money from a few different sources. And Oregon's Kitchen Table has been the main partner in terms of actually carrying out the work. So did everybody have a chance to look at this and through this? And again, I don't want to steer the conversation too much. I think more so it's, do we find it useful? What are the best ways we can use it? Et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think some of the comments, just, you know, going over it quickly, one comment here, I think our town area needs to stay as green and natural as possible, incorporating nature into anything we do stays true to Lapine. I think those are the kind of comments that we need to kind of keep top of mind when we're thinking about that streetscaping and, you know, all those different kinds of things. Focus on the purpose of the center. Don't turn it into an event center, playground, or museum for art. There are other places to go for those things. Lapine needs a transportation center. And then somebody else says, better transportation is good, but the downside to that is it attracts more places for homeless and drugs to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I've heard
that from a lot of other people that they don't want it to turn into a quote-unquote bus station, because bus stations have such a terrible connotation, you know. It's where the bums used to go, you know. When I was a kid in Reno, that's what, you could go anywhere in Reno. You could go into a casino, but don't go to the bus station. You know, that one.
You know, that's actually a really good point. My business in Bend is located kitty corner across the street from a liquor store, and so is the new transit center site. Really, it's extremely close
pretty
to a liquor
close.
Store.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually deal with homeless regularly. In fact, I've had to cut shrubs, landscaping completely down in one area, and I still end up with homeless sleeping on my deck, and I definitely have issues with it. So, I mean, the location, it never dawned on me until just now about being that close to a liquor store can be an issue too.
Well, I'm not saying there's going to be a problem. I think you can almost anticipate there's going to be, because, I mean, the park has a problem. So it's going to be an issue. We're just gonna figure out how to deal with it.
And, well, I think no matter what goes in there, there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, they, we took the signs off, you know, those little kiosk things at the Heritage Park had little signs on them. And some, I guess it was the fire chief some years ago asked us to take them off because kids were going down behind them and hiding and smoking and things like that. So, yeah, they're gonna do it. If there's a place to get out of the way and do things.
I think, too, the more activities and things that you have planned, the less the homeless and the less they want to be there. They don't want to be around people, you know, necessarily. When there's activities and stuff going on, though, it probably deters them somewhat.
Well, and, you know, it's no matter what you put in, it's like, they got to try it because we had the problem by McDonald's in the little park there. Mm-hmm. And then the fountain went in. Then it moved over to the fountain and left the park. And so no matter where you put it, you know, it's like they got to try something new. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, they just don't have a place, a permanent place to go. So they're going to move as something new comes in. I mean, but you can't stop a project like this just because of something like that.
No.
I just think it makes you be cautious.
You have to be ready to deal with it.
Yeah.
One, I'll toss in just two things. I see, you know, on the list is two choices for themes on, I think, the this agency's documents. Before anything goes in there, have a theme picked out so it goes along. With Route 97 nearby, the arch should try to block some of the road noise. I'll toss those two things out to be considered with whatever goes in that piece of ground.
Well, definitely, I've always maintained the theme is important because, well, I think whatever we do in there is something you're going to want to carry into that storefront remodel and those kinds of things. We've never come up with what that's going to be. I might watch.
We're after many meetings.
We're on the.
Andy, you could be on the TGM Code Assistance Advisory Committee.
Hey, you know,
come up with,
pick me, Coach. I would.
We're working on putting that together before the end of the month, and actually the TGM grant that we have is going to be looking at downtown design standards, and that'll be this spring and summer, and with possible adoption in the fall. And so that would, you know,
absolutely,
there makes no sense to have a storefront loan program unless you have
I've always said that you can't go to these people and say, we want you to fix up your place, but we have no idea what we want it to look like. Yeah.
And the streetscape project's breaking ground in the next month and a half, and that'll be done by the end of the summer. So that stuff's in motion. I don't know, for me, and maybe I was reading it this way, maybe I was putting my own interpretation on it, but it seemed to me that, you know, out of the 712 people who took part in this survey, of which, you know, 81 said they live in the community, 75% said they visit downtown more than once a week or live in downtown, so they're spending time in downtown, that there was an enthusiasm, not, you know, some people select preferences here and there, of course, but there generally was an enthusiasm for public improvements, for green space, for gathering spaces, for more options, for more, you know, ways to get around safely, walking, crosswalks, sidewalks, etc. So I think what that, on the high level, I think what that should tell the city and the Urban Renewal Agency and others is that the direction that we're heading and about to head farther in that direction and make more significant dollar contributions is in the right direction. Because ultimately, if the survey results hadn't have said that, I think that, you know, elected officials and folks in charge of budgets, as you are, you know, you'd have to hesitate a little bit and say, well, you know, is the public, how? That's always, you want to know that the public's receptive to what you're doing. And I think it's actually even encouraging because ultimately, to a degree, what the survey was asking was for folks to use their imagination as to what downtown could look like, opposed to, you know, once we do something and show them some of those improvements, I think it's easier for people to say, yeah, we want more of that. But until you do that, it's kind of hard. I don't know. So anyways, that was one thing that I thought was interesting with the survey.
I like this one comment. It says, try to keep downtown a hometown and not a metro. I think that's, that kind of is the whole concept in a nutshell, isn't it? You know, how you want to build new buildings and you want things to look good, but we still want it to look, yeah, like somebody's hometown and not somebody's idea of a, I don't know.
Well, there was a comment, I was trying to find it, about the sign cluster.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and how come, you know, don't do anything like the current buildings where everything's facing the other direction.
Oh, it's talking about the sun's not facing 97.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the buildings, the way they're facing and everything. And then, you know, there's enough other green spaces in town.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, so there's a lot to sit there and try to juggle.
Well, I wish.
Keeping the public's thoughts in the forefront, but
you wonder what, when I asked about the coffee shop, how did they define a coffee shop? The other big percentage was go to community events and walk or sit in the park. We've got this great big huge park,
yes,
that you can walk
with,
in and
with
sit
public
in
bathrooms.
And it's good with public bathrooms.
I think it's more about the events than any of the. To me, I read it that it was more about having the events there than anything. You know, having the farmers market. Farmers market came up a lot.
Right.
You know, even in the,
yeah, I think
in the categories, it was up there at 42%.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's huge. And I think that it's not that the space isn't there. It's that there's nothing happening in the space constantly, you know,
mm-hmm.
or on a continual basis. You know, there's events, but they're
so
big.
So you can say to yourself, well, let's go see what's going on down at Heritage Park. There's always something going on down there.
Right.
That's, I guess,
okay.
Is maybe what
that was
yeah,
going to be my question is, are they asking or making that statement referring to Heritage Park, that there's that big open space, but nothing's going on there? I mean,
well, could be, maybe if
why,
when they
why
say
have,
they want to be able to walk to more community events, that's the obvious place to hold them.
Right.
We just need more people to put on events.
To do it.
Yes. Don't look at me.
Well, I'm not looking at you for that. I'm listening to what you're
yeah,
saying.
At one point in time, I thought there was someone that was looking at trying to do a farmer's market
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the challenges with Heritage Park, I don't know if those restrooms are open.
I think they've been.
If you had an event, they would open them. But are they open?
I thought they were
right
regularly.
No.
No.
Are they
no.
not? Oh, I thought they were.
No, because
moved to that.
Because that would require too much work.
Well, see.
Am I on this?
So,
am I on
yes.
Well,
yeah. Why not? I tell other people to their face. You know, you build a beautiful structure like that, and then you don't want to open it because it's too much work. That just makes no sense to me. But
somebody has to maintain anything that is open, period.
Well, there was very.
You know, at times somebody has to be there, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't do that.
There was very adamant comments too about not putting bathrooms down there.
Oh yeah,
I think they yelled
yeah.
that one
yeah.
when they
did. It was like all caps with exclamation points. Yeah, don't
you know? That. And really, when you think about that, we have bathrooms at Heritage Park, but they're not being used. You know, and how does the city public works department feel about maintaining bathrooms? And you know,
yeah. So there's the same issue. Only at the Park District, they feel it's an onerous endeavor, and they're right there on the same property. The city's gonna not, you know, you're gonna have to drive by every whatever to make sure everything's okay. I just, you know, it's gonna
other
be
than
something.
How many weekends? How many weekends or weekdays a year are people going out of their way? You know, I mean, multiple, like groups of people going out of their way to Heritage Park. You know, Frontier Days.
Yeah, there's not that many. But people, the people that go to the park on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
most of them are used to going to a park that has a bathroom open.
Well, exactly.
Because of vandalism or just not wanting to mess with it, they're not open.
With the survey, I think it's important too, and I don't know, I think they did a decent job of breaking it out. They could have maybe done it a little clearer, is that obviously we were asking about two things. One is downtown in general, and the other is the property that that the city is gonna be developing. And so, you know, whether we're talking about creating a farmer's market, in my mind, Heritage Park has a lot of things going for it. And room for improvement and opportunities, but it has some things going against it, like it doesn't have the highway visibility. So, you know, if you're creating a farmer's market and you're gonna rely, you know, 50% or 75% of your business is gonna be reoccurring patrons who live in La Pine, that's great. But if you're trying to capture some, you know, someone driving by on the highway to stop and spend 20 minutes or 5 minutes looking and using the restroom at the same time, as a rest stop, kind of, you just don't get that on Huntington and Heritage Park.
No.
So I think that's kind of the unique nature of the property, the city center property, that I think we need to flush out a little bit more. And then it would be the city's determination to say, well, hey, you know, do we, going back to the council goals, you know, if we're trying to provide a place that for residents, for tourists, for others, that people want to stop in La Pine or visit La Pine or live in La Pine and say, hey, you know, wow, they take care of us, or they're doing good things. You know, would a bathroom be worth it if half the people who use it are people coming through on the highway travel? Well, if they're getting off the highway and using the restroom, and then even half of them walk and buy a coffee or go to a restaurant, then, you know, I think that's kind of the mindset that that I think. So I think sometimes when people say, well, no bathrooms, you know, it draws the wrong kind of people, it's like, well, yeah, but what about all the other people it does draw or provide a service? Or,
yeah, I think it's a good place for it. But the city has to know going in that it's going to be a lot of work.
I think it's a great gateway property too to what downtown could be. I mean, especially if things are placed right, then maybe the bathrooms are where they can see down that Huntington stretch of road where it's like, ooh, we stopped here, but
let's keep going.
And have some good signage too.
Yeah,
that says, you know, visit our Heritage Park or the fountain at Heritage Park, you know, just quarter mile down the road.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So one of the things in regards to the survey work is that there are more grant dollars available. And so one element that I think would be really neat is we have a landscape architecture class through Sustainable City Year starting April 2nd, that's 3 weeks from now, less than that. They're gonna be taking some of these survey results and some ideas in consultation with staff and potentially Urban Renewal and Council, and coming up with kind of conceptual renderings, drawings of what this site could look like and what you could fit on there. I mean, and so when they come back and make those presentations in the middle of June, I know there was some preliminary discussion with Oregon's Kitchen Table to then maybe be able to even hold an on-site at the Transit Center. You know, it'll be beautiful weather in the middle of June. We're knocking on July.
Careful what you say.
Yeah. You're optimistic. I'm going to be optimistic on this wet, weird day. And get more public input on the actual design. So again, less of the imagination part, but more of a, hey, this is what it will really look like. You know, kind of like when St. Charles came down and said, hey, we want to build a clinic and it looks like this. And everyone went, we don't like the look of that. It looks like it should be in Bend. And then they said, let's change this and that. And they came back and it looks great. So it's cool that there's more opportunity through this survey and outreach grant to be able to do some follow-up stuff. But
because I think, if I could, Corey,
oh, I'm sorry.
It touches on what you're saying there, the design of the actual footprint.
Yes.
Will determine how, like, people pulling off 97, mm-hmm. and you do want them to keep going, the exit out to Huntington.
Yeah, that would,
to continue,
in my mind, would be ideal.
Yes.
You come in off of 97 or 4th Street, and you go out on Huntington, and
give them more than one option to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
So I like the
design.
Totally a side note, but we're working with ODOT sort of in the 11th hour on that streetscape project because we're trying to get the power lines that are on 4th Street underground. And we've met with Midstate, we've met with ODOT, and this is as fresh as last week and into yesterday morning and ongoing, but trying to get rid of those power lines because, again, just get rid of them once and for all, and then people way down the road will, you know, years from now will appreciate that we did that instead of trying to move them back and not take care of that. But the other thing is, and I'm surprised that it slipped past all of us, was when we rolled out the big map of the streetscape project and we looked at all the crossing locations and where the flashers were going to be and this and that, there's a few pedestrian refuge islands. And when you put a pedestrian refuge island in the center turn lane, you're blocking someone being able to make a left turn. And one of the pedestrian refuge islands was right there at the 4th Street and 97 intersections.
Oops.
Blocking left turns onto 4th Street from northbound traffic. And so I don't know how we missed that one. Actually, I asked some of the people yesterday morning at an ODOT meeting, and they went, well, we did the traffic counts. They do studies, and they take data, and that's how they inform their decisions. And they said they were getting more left turns from southbound onto William Foss than northbound onto 4th Street. And my answer was, well, okay, that makes sense, but that's before what we're trying to change.
Right.
And so let's not build it for Lapine yesterday, let's build it for Lapine of you know, what we're trying to do tomorrow. So I think we're going to be able to get that one fixed because that was an interesting. Yeah.
Well, that's also where they tried to put the rapid flashing beacon that we wanted further
here,
south.
Right here.
Yeah.
And I really won't get into that, but there's some guy from Florida who's suing the U.S. Department of Transportation in regards to a patent on the pattern of the flash.
It's
you can't make that stuff up. And anyway, so ODOT's kind of scrambling on all their project because they're like, well, we can't do an RRFB, but we can do and they called it some other thing. So to be determined. But we're working on that, and I think you're spot on, Stu, in regards to trying to use 4th Street as we have with 1st Street, with the signal, and as we should at the intersection of the highway and Huntington, to try to, as gateways, to get people off the highway to come explore, to come spend time, to come walk around, to come do things.
Well, the 4th Street, that's where ODOT has, they chose to put the information signs to send people to the visitor center, is to turn left on 4th Street. That was their choice, because they came to us and said, well, this is what they put it there.
Interesting.
Well, I can kind of see them not wanting them to turn
onto Huntington.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it made sense, especially motorhomes and those kinds of things.
Once we have the road widened there and the bus lane and everything, it actually makes perfect sense. If they were forethinking that.
Yeah. So they thought that one hand thought ahead enough for that, and then they put it. Then they made it so you couldn't do it. And the streetscapes. And you're right, none of us caught that.
Well, I think it's great information. I think that I'm glad that there was that kind of participation, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really glad to see is there's no real big negativity. There were comments about, we think we're growing too fast, but they weren't, shouting at us, saying, don't do it! You know,
except for the bathrooms.
But yeah, I think overall it was positive and people gave thoughtful input, and I like that instead of just telling us to leave well enough alone.
Any other discussion points on there?
So council's going to be talking about this tomorrow night as well, and then we're getting the steering committee that helped with the survey design back together on Thursday afternoon to kind of talk next steps. So that'll be good. Just more to come. I mean, obviously the survey was the big first step. We got the sign delivered for the city center, transit center coming soon, planning now coming soon, et cetera, sign.
Oh, cool.
That'll be nice. A temporary sign to go on that property for the next couple of years. Delivered, that was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, then we got the snow, and so we weren't out there. And anyway, so Public Works crew is gonna be looking at ways to get that up in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that, because that'll be a good opportunity for people to see that sign and call the city or contact us and weigh in. And other than that, yeah, I think the next tangible step is to hand this report to the landscape architecture students and to see what they come up with. I think there's going
to
be stuff over here and stuff over there, and who knows.
And where the parking's going. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Digging into all those details for sure. So.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Neat.
All right, moving on. Number 9, discussion on April Urban Renewal Agency meeting date and next steps.
So kind of going back to, again, what we talked about last month in regards to meeting more frequently, which, again, if the agency is going to take a more active role in doing projects, which it's what I'm picking up on and what it seems to me is it is the right time to do that, then we need to start meeting more frequently to be able to keep up on how to administer projects, you know, to perhaps authorize contracts and agreements and, you know, all that kind of stuff that just goes into running an agency like this. So staff's not gonna be the ones to say, hey, the Urban Renewal Agency meets every third Thursday at, you know, 6 o'clock, but we would like a little direction on kind of at least over the next couple months, how to go about trying to set these meeting dates and times. Should we just do another doodle poll to everybody for the April meeting and come up with, you know, 10 options and send it out? If so, I think when people respond, it would be ideal if people could say not what their preference is, but literally what they're available for. That would help. But we're open to, we will be here no matter when all of you meet, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I think the doodle poll
okay.
certainly works, gives us options, because I don't have my calendar in my head for me personally to check, so yeah.
Okay.
Doodle will work. Then y'all retired, I can be there just about any time.
Thoughts?
It just depends. I mean, I like the option.
Options, yeah.
Because I never know.
Does it make sense for us to maybe try to do multiple months at a time, or is like the 1 month ahead good, and then we'll do a doodle poll?
I'd like to see us get one on the like the third
yeah.
Thursday or
yeah,
whatever,
me too.
So,
yeah.
That,
like
so that we
that
know
well.
When it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that works for me because then I can plan other stuff around it rather
yeah.
than. This one, I mean, it kind of snuck up on me
snuck up on me too.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. I just think that if we get it on a regularly scheduled meeting, then it
yeah.
would
yeah.
probably work for more people, hopefully.
Ideas for how to go about setting that?
Well, I think a doodle poll to pick that date, like
yeah,
whether it's the...
Yeah. And do,
third,
you know, afternoon, or even does the afternoon, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, does that work pretty much for most people? I know you're retired, you're
it
me.
Only works for me on Tuesdays, really.
Okay.
Otherwise, it needs to be in the evening.
Okay. Well, I can make Tuesdays work. If it means coming in the afternoon instead of the evening, then I'm all for Tuesdays.
mm-hmm.
So.
It would have to be opposite of the sled meeting, because that's why I missed the sled meeting, was I was more worried about this meeting.
When's the sled meeting, Joe?
At noon today.
At noon.
So what you say, a different week?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the sled meeting is?
The second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then noon, yeah.
Because my alternate is sitting right over there for the sled.
If I had known.
So, I mean.
So maybe what we should do is staff should put together, not a specific like, hey, April 12th, but, you know, Tuesday at 3:00 or Thursday at 5:30 or, you know, I mean, whatever it may be, we should put together some options and then send that out as a doodle poll to select the reoccurring date. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll put a lot of options on there. We'll cross-reference it with, obviously, our sled meetings, our public works committee meetings, our council meetings, our planning commission meetings, et cetera, and try to find a time that makes sense. But I think getting the recurring date on there is important, and then we can always move it on a case-by-case basis.
If we have a holiday coming up or
sure.
something, you know, or we need to just not do one in the middle of summer or whatever, then, yeah.
Or if something urgent comes up, we can meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree. It would work better to have it on regular reoccurring basis.
Yes, that works for me too.
All right.
Get that said. Next steps. So I already talked a little bit about the sustainable city year landscape architecture class for the spring term. The students who've been working on the short term and the long term reports that we all met with via video conference, they'll be in Lapine this Friday morning at the Senior Center to present their findings and to, I think that day, well, it might be the following week, but at some point then or soon after, deliver a report of their recommendations and their findings, etc. And so, I think just gearing up for next month's meeting is really understanding the kind of the opportunities that we have moving already in motion, and then staff will probably bring up some considerations in regards to budget, because May is budget committee time anyways, so we might as well just start that put those conversations together to some degree. So that'll be sort of our next steps to keep track of all that.
So is it my understanding that the next session is going to be kind of a work session?
Yeah, I think the goal for that meeting obviously would be to talk about the plan and the report and go page by page through that as a refresher and maybe setting some priorities, letting that conversation roll over into maybe some of the budget discussions, as well as looking at the report from Sustainable City Year, talking briefly about the budget calendar, and then speaking with Gary Gordon from the Park and Rec District, the chair. He still would like to come back and give a presentation. So I think ideally if we could do sort of a work session environment, roll our sleeves up for a good, you know, couple hours, I think that would be really productive and help, you know, then into May and June in terms of the budget, and then spend some dollars after that. That's my mind.
All right. Sounds good. We have no other matters, so, and we have no public still. So staff comments.
I sort of talked about those already in terms of just what we have on the radar for the April session. I'll reach out to Elaine for that presentation and the other materials that might help that discussion in regards to the report and the plan. And other than that, I don't have anything else.
Melissa, do you have anything?
Planning commission and council, which we have three out of four here are council members. but in terms of the other members of the advisory council, we should get on that. And it could be one of the other urban renewal members. So maybe we'll start by kind of reaching out to folks through the committees.
Holly, do you have anything?
Andrea and Vicki just wanted me to let you all know that they were going to be here, and they did call and talk to staff, but they had some family medical things come up, both of them actually. So that's why they weren't here. And they just wanted me to tell you that.
Great. All right. Board member comments?
Nothing. I'm all ears.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. I can't wait really to go through some of that old stuff and be re-energized. Or not.
All right. Other than get caught up and hoping that the rest of the members are here next meeting, I think that's it. So a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks.
Awesome, awesome.
I didn't want to ask in the meeting, because it's really, isn't it?